Welcome to the podcast for Chapter 7, Global Issues of Information Management from the textbook Strategic Information Systems Management. Key learning points. We have identified the dangers of allowing the continued existence of a digital divide. It is unrealistic to move towards an economy which does business principally electronically when substantial numbers of the population do not have access to the internet. Skolk and Ryder, 2004, examine the factors underlying the digital divide and make some far-reaching recommendations on how it might be tackled. The simple solution is to introduce an infrastructure which enables ease of information access and underpins this proper education of the end user. Of course, the cost must outweigh the benefits, not to mention the pressures exerted by political expediency. A similar position can be taken with regards to e-government. It can only be implemented successfully if the infrastructure is present to offer the appropriate rails, and of course the public are educated in its use and properly briefed on the end user benefits. The question of digital freedom was also addressed together with information access and the ownership of the web. We have spent considerable time developing an understanding of the emerging technologies which have become or already available. The potentially offered by web services, for example, is underpinned by the flexibility offered by XML in enabling access to different applications written in a variety of languages located on different platforms. This offers a powerful new information resource to individuals and organizations. Other technologies such as PHP and MySQL database servers have exploded and explored, and the relatively inexpensive solutions using these technologies can present powerful information retrieval resources delivered solely through web-based access. The rate of technological diffusion of these technologies will, it seems, be enhanced by improved information availability. This in turn will significantly enhance the potential for improvement management decision-making, a not insignificant benefit given the financial chaos in which at the time of writing this world finds itself in. Effective global information management and delivery needs an effective infrastructure. These technologies now exist, and what is required is a collaborative international approach to make it a reality. The challenge for the next decade is to establish the desire to attend and deal with issues, in particular, the balance between green and lean.